We begin the new Masechta Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Okay, the rule of thumb, we're talking, the whole Perek and the next Perek too are dealing with basically found objects and how to get them back. That's like the general theme here. In the second Perek, it's more specifically found objects, but here, in the same idea, the rule of thumb is Hamotzim Mechaveru Levaraya, that the burden of proof rests on the one who's trying to get out of his friend's hands. In other words, what we might call possession is 9/10 of the law, but it's even like 10/10 of the law, whatever. If you have possession of it, you're the muchzuk, it's called, you're holding the object, then the basin will not take it out of your hand. Unless the other person can bring sufficient raya, sufficient proof that it belongs to him. Okay. So, in our mission here, the first case is, you have two guys holding onto a talis, could be anything, but here it's a talis, and they are both claiming it belongs to them. I'll do it now inside. It says, Shnaim Ochsim Batalas. You have two guys holding onto a talis. It has to be, the case is, where each of the two are holding on just the very edge of the talis. Because if either person would have even a piece of fabric in his hand that's 3x3 at Tzvos, that which is in his hand, he's the full Muchzakin. It's not contested anymore.
And they both have 3x3?
What the din would be, whatever's under their hand is theirs 100% without a raya, and the rest is subject to this halacha. So the case, but the case of the Mishnah is not that, in other words. The case of the Mishnah is each person's holding on just to, like, the fringes on the edge. Okay, so two guys are holding onto the talis, fighting over it. Zelmer Nima Tzasiya. Reuven says, I found it. In other words, it's entirely mine. Vazelmer and Shimon, the other guy on the other side, says, Anima Tzasiya. No, I found it, and I picked it up, and it's all mine. Or similarly, Zeomer, if their claims are, now we're transitioning, the mission is very, you know, concise. We're talking about a new case. This next case is not talking about a found object, but a purchased object. Zeomer Kula Shali, this guy says, I bought it, and it's all mine. Vazeomer Kula Shali, another guy says, no, I bought it, and it's all mine. What would be the case of that second situation? Old says, yeah? Well, the case is where, you know, they both went into the shop at the same time, and there was the last one on the shelf, the last lollipop. Their kids been crying for the lollipop all day. So the first guy, you know, says, Geschmack, takes the lollipop and, you know, puts the quarter in the guy's hand, the salesman's hand. Another guy says, oh, no, no, I need that lollipop. Mike is driving me crazy. So he gives another quarter to the guy's hand and says, in a snatch, they start fighting over it. Meanwhile, with all the commotion, the shopkeeper who has two quarters in his hands has no idea who took it first, second. He doesn't know, he doesn't care. He just says, you know, get out of here. So now they go to base and fighting over the lollipop. Each one's, whatever, the talus, whatever. Each one's holding on to just the edge of the talus, and each one's saying it's fully mine. Right? Each one's holding on to the edge of the lollipop, each one's saying it's fully theirs. They purchased it. Now, it has to be that the shopkeeper doesn't know who's who. Because if the shopkeeper would say it belongs to one of them, so that would be like an Eirecha, that would be strong. You would need to have a Shvua Midoraisa to fight that. But anyways, that's not our case. Our case is, the shopkeeper just doesn't know, he's got two quarters in his hand, and these two guys both claim it's theirs. So then, what's the din? Basin will say, Ze yishava she'ein lo ba'pach mechetzia. Reuven will make a shvua. That, it's midr rabban, I'll explain in a second, but Reuven takes a shvua that no less than half of what's in his hand belongs to him. Ze yishava, and Shimon similarly swears, she'ein lo ba'pach mechetzia, that he also has no less than half of the ownership of the talus, the achloku, and they split it. So, this really is in terms of the shvu, there's a few things going on. Number one, it's only midorabanan. Midoraisa, we would say, good, divide it 50-50. What's with the shvu? Only the shvu also. The reason why the shvu kicks in is because we're afraid, the rabbis are afraid, once you can just grab on someone's thing and get half it at no downside, so everyone's going to start grabbing their friends' everythings and then just splitting it 50-50. That's no way to run a society. So the rabbi said, no, you're going to have to swear that it belongs to you. Now we make them swear, each one swear only half is his, because it is conceivable that they both found it at the same time, and they picked it up at the same exact time. It's conceivable. If that would be the case, and really would be both theirs equally 50-50, and how we're going to split it. So we don't have to force people to make a shvu that's a lie. If they both are swearing it's all theirs, then someone's certainly lying. If they're both swearing it's no less than half theirs, okay, maybe it's taka true, maybe it is taka both half theirs. So that's the shvu that the basin will establish on both of them, for both cases. Fine. Now a new... Oh, the Gemara asked, by the way, why do you need both the Metzia question, the found object, as well as the disputed purchased object? Why do you need both cases? So it says, it's an interesting psychological insight, it says, someone's really being a thief here, someone's being a bad guy. So why is someone being a bad guy? So someone's being what's called Moraheter. He's got some sort of justification. Moraheter means he makes up his own heter to do what he's doing. So when it comes to the found object, so the question is why need both? So because the more heter is opposite around. When it comes to the found object, a person, oh, let's say the soul, the purchase object first. The purchase object, a person will say, you know, I'll do it in order. A found object. Found object, the person says, listen, he's not losing anything, so like, we'll split it. What difference? Like, you know, why should he have all the good luck? I saw it at the same time as him. He just happened to snatch it first. So, okay, so we'll split it. Why should he get it? Just because he grabbed it first. I grabbed it a second later. So we'll split it. Which is more heter. Anyways, he's not losing anything. So we're splitting it 50-50. What's the big deal? So a person will be more heter that way. When it comes to purchasing, it's not true anymore. Now the purchasing, of course, is one of us got it first. And the same guy knows full well he didn't get it first. And he knows that he's stiffing the guy. But he figures, listen, anyways, we're both paying full for it. We're both offering to pay full for it. So let him go and find the... I really need the lollipop now for my kid because he's driving me crazy. Let him go find another lollipop down the street. Now, obviously, you can't say that when it comes to found object. There's no second found object to be found. But the more heter, say, listen, what's the big deal? There's lollipops two shops down. Let him go to the next shop and get it.
The storekeeper's on the hook to return one of the purchase price.
Correct. Now, the same way we, in the case of the purchase, the same way they divide the talus, the storekeeper will then will have to give back one of the two, and they'll split that also. So each one will end up with half an object and half the purchase price. Correct. Right. Now the Mishnah continues with really a similar case, but anyways, this is how it is, that one guy, Zeomer Kula Shali, one guy says, like the previous case in the Mishnah, it's all mine. It doesn't matter if it's found or if it's stolen, if it's purchased. The point is, his claim is it's all, the talus is 100% mine. But Zeomer, the second guy says, I agree, half it's yours, but we found it together, right? The Chetz Yeshali, the other half is mine. So one says it's all mine, one says it's half mine. So, think, conceptually, what's happening is half the talus is not in dispute. Both you and I agree half it belongs to me. It's the other half that you say is yours and I say is mine. So really, on the one half, it's a non-starter. You've admitted it's mine. Thank you very much. And the second half, it's just the same as the first. You know, it's like the part of the Mishnah. Exactly. So it could have been, you know, if the Mishnah would have said there are two talesim, one guy says they're both mine, one guy says just one mine. So same story. So there's no real new obvious chiddush in the Mishnah here. But the din will be exactly like we said before. Ha'omer kula shali, the one who claims it's all his. So yishaba she'ein lo ba'pachos mishlosha chalakim. He, Reuven, who says it's all mine, will swear that no less than three quarters are his, because one half is his, and the second half, quarter me, quarter for you. And the other, va'omer chetzi shali, the other person who says it's half mine, so he's only fighting the second half, therefore yishaba, he makes a shvua, she'ein lo ba'pachos merivia. He swears no less than a quarter, and a quarter of the talus, and therefore three quarters, one quarter. Zenotel shlosha chalakim. Reuven gets three quarters. Zenotel revia, and Shimon gets one quarter. And it's, in other words, the principle is very simple. The disputed, whatever is disputed, that's what you took a shvu on and divided 50-50. Now, the Gemara asks, well, nothing new in that second part of the Mishnah. So what's the chiddush of that part? So it says you might have thought, you might remember or not, back in Maseches Gittin, we said that if a person finds an object, he's a hashavas aveda. So then, if he claims this is all I found, but the loser, the person who lost it, claims there was more. So as I returned your wallet to you, and you said, yeah, but where's the money inside the wallet? And I say, I don't know anything about that. I just found a wallet. It's your driver's license. I'll give it back to you. So you can't force me. Usually, there's a din of motive mixtus. If I admit half, you can sometimes make me. You can make me swear on the other half. Here, when it comes to hashavas aveda, the rabbi said, that's crazy. If people are going to get into this big mess, so then they're not going to get involved. They'll just keep, what's the point? I'll let the wallet for someone else to find. So he said a person who returns half, he is not obligated to swear on the other half, the alleged other half. So you might have thought in the motive, you might have thought this guy's being honest. In the first place, he's only claiming half the talus, not the whole talus. So figure, don't make him take a shvu at all. He's like the case of returning an object. I'm giving you your half and I saw my half. So you think that's a din? The answer is no. Says the mission here. Still, even that guy has to take a shvua. Otherwise, what will happen is everyone will start grabbing half their friends' talus as they think for half, and then not needing a shvua at all. Okay, very good.